Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
I beg you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the greatest sacrifice we can give? It is self-sacrifice to God. The greatest sacrifice I could ever make is not to sacrifice my body, but rather in a physical sense, not to go and hang myself on a tree or to do harm to myself, as you see some religious fanatics do today. Rather, the greatest sacrifice I can make is to live for Jesus every day of my life. Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ. How, was Paul really put on a tree? No. He said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Paul was not literally sacrificed, as a was not crucified literally, but he did every day awake and give himself to God fully. You know, that's what Jesus asked of each one of us. The greatest sacrifice we can make is to follow the words of Jesus in Luke 9:23. Jesus said, if any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Oh, how we need to be like the Corinthians, the Macedonians, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. The Bible says, before they gave anything to the cause of Christ, they first gave themselves to the Lord. How we today need to commit fully to making our life a sacrifice to God every day. The greatest thing you can do for the cause of Christ is to commit yourself to God every day. Friend, have you made that sacrifice? Are you willing to give up so you can gain heaven? If you've not yet committed yourself to God, why not think about your ways and turn your steps to God? Psalm 119, verse 59. Won't you make the greatest sacrifice by giving self to God?
The glory. This is the gospel of Christ.